Entreat me not to leave thee, to return from following thee. For where thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, thy God, my God. Where thou diest, I will die. There will I be buried. Lord, do so to me more, also devoted by thee and me. Devoted by thee and me. Root deciding, root serving, root resting, now she's serving. Root deciding, root serving, root resting. Oh, my kinsman redeemer, he's the Lord of the harvest. If you can find grace, you oh, as the Lord of the harvest. Oh, he's the Lord of the harvest. He told his reapers, she's gleaning for life. Drop handfuls once in a while. Don't tell the tired, tell her the message. Holy Spirit, cover and encourage. Do some kind of healing among her. Tell her Jesus Christ is Lord. If you can find grace, you found grace. Boaz, the Lord of the harvest. Oh, he's the Lord of the in serving, root rewarded, root resting, root decided, root serving, root rewarded, root resting. My kinsman redeemer, he's the Lord of the harvest. If you can find grace, you Boaz, the Lord of the harvest. Oh, he's the Lord of the harvest. Shall I not seek grace for thee, that it may be well with me? Boaz, thy kindred, she winnoweth barley. On the threshing floor, wash thy robe and anoint thee, put on thy raiment, mark the place where he lies, uncover his feet, lay thee down. Oh, he's the Lord of the harvest. My kinsman redeemer, he's the Lord of the harvest. If you can find grace, you found his. Oh, as the Lord of the harvest. Oh, he's the Lord of the harvest. So faced with the same decision, God's bride must needs reach perfection. The harvest is ripe, the fields are great. In this part of the vineyard we wait, we hear
lights may fly. Oh, get ready, get ready. Take your position. Ruth decided, Ruth surveyed, Ruth rewarded, Ruth resting. Ruth decided, oh, she's serving. Ruth rewarded, oh, she's a my kinsman redeemer. He's the Lord of the harvest. If you can find grace, you found this. Oh, as the Lord of the harvest. Oh, he's the Lord of the harvest.
Amen. He's the Lord of the harvest. Let's sing that song. Take me past the inner, take me into the inner courts. Excuse me. Let's go in there tonight and we go see the revelation of Jesus Christ. Take me past the outer courts. Hallelujah. Into that holy place. Past the blazing altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by. Oh, the people and the priests who sing your praise. Hunger and thirst after righteousness. But it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me into the home. Take me in Jesus. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Please, Lord, take me. Take me, Lord, tonight. Take me, Lord. Oh, take the core. Cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me, Lord. Take me into the holiest of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Please, Lord, take me, Lord. Take me into the holiest of holies, Jesus. Take the core, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the core, Lord. Take the core, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Let's enter in tonight. We enter in into the temple. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days, to our name, for his mercies unto us. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Shout, holy people. Shout, holy people, how excellent is thy name. Praise his name for his mercies unto us. His mercies, Lord, give thanks to the ancient of. We give you thanks, Lord. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days.
Oh,
Jesus, I
hallelujah.
Want to die to my will. Be born anew in your grace. For as I am, I cannot be. All I want to say is your face. Oh, kill me, Lord, tonight. Thine will be done. Be done in my life. Oh, Lord, not my will, Lord, but thine be done. God's presence I'm a blessing.
Oh, I must decrease. He must increase. Power in me is there, I believe. For this you bled on Calvary. No prize, no longer a mystery. I will, Lord, I will be done.
Yes, prayer tonight, Lord Jesus.
Oh, be done in my life.
That was our prayer tonight.
Oh, Lord, not my will, Lord, but
not thy will, Lord Jesus.
Done.
That's your will tonight, Lord. Be done.
When I do good, Lord.
The purpose for it, Lord, you have called us tonight.
It's present, Lord, in God's presence.
Lord, let your purpose
Jesus,
tonight,
I
Lord Jesus.
Die. Jesus, I want to
let
die.
Your will
you must live.
Be our will tonight, Lord.
Word is ways to believe.
As we surrender to you tonight, Lord Jesus,
I won't let you go till you bless me.
We bring ourselves, Lord,
take a barrier until I'm free. I will,
under
Lord,
the Spirit, under the blood of Jesus Christ,
I will be done.
Let thy will be done tonight,
Lord.
Let thy will be done.
Oh, not
and everyone
will,
tonight, Lord Jesus.
Not my will, Lord, but thine be done.
Your purpose, your will, oh God, we look for tonight.
When I do
thank
good,
you, Lord,
Lord
Jesus, thank you, God.
When I do good, he must
bless you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory.
God's
thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
When I do good, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
When I do good, he must bless.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
In God's presence.
Bless your name, Lord.
I'm a blessing.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many? Oh, tonight, surrender that it will be his will.
Alleluia.
The purpose for which he has called us tonight.
Alleluia.
We surrender.
Alleluia.
Under the blood of Jesus Christ. That the Lord will have his own way with us tonight.
Please,
Heavenly Father, we're so much grateful to you, God.
Thank
we give you the grace. We give you the glory. The Lord Jesus, tonight we have this privilege once again, O God, to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day so far.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for many mercies you've given
Hallelujah.
To us. We thank you for in our schools, in our working places.
Amen.
Thank you for our homes. We thank you for our children. Oh, Lord, we thank you for that sustaining power that sustained us. And tonight, Lord, it's another Wednesday. Father, you have made it that there is a place you have put your name.
Amen.
Where you said you meet with the worshippers.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
And Father, we thank you that we have found that place.
Thank you, Lord.
Where you've placed your name. Where you meet with your worshippers, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, tonight we believe, O God, that we are under that name. And that, Lord, you are here with us. Father, let your will be done tonight. Even as we turn to the reading of your word, O God, we pray once again for the Holy Spirit, Lord, to overshadow us. Bring the life out of the old word, O God. And even, Lord Jesus, you grant us the utterance tonight. Even as we want to pray, O God. But Lord Jesus, our utterances, we pray that, Lord, it will be according to your will. That it will be done in our lives, O God.
Amen.
That our request to Lord Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
We shall receive. Because,
Hallelujah.
Lord, it will not be from man, but Lord, the Spirit that is groaning in us will bring out the very things that, Lord Jesus, you want us to pray about. So that we will receive the answer, O God. We thank you, we bless your name, O Lord.
Amen.
Bless your word as we read it to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we are still standing, we are going to read a very scripture that is so common, but it's so powerful. Every word of God. So we shall turn to Hebrews 11, 1 to 3. And tonight, it is still faith. Faith. Without faith, we cannot please Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Without faith, we cannot please Him. So let us read. We have a prayer request here. Please remember my niece, Sister Prisca. She had a miscarriage at 6 months. And she's a believer. And she's taking the wrong road. But she desires to be reconciled with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Let's read the word now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word, O God.
Thank you, Lord.
Tonight, Lord, we have come believing through faith.
Amen.
That, Lord, when we ask, it shall be given unto us.
Yes.
When we seek, we shall find. And when we knock, the doors will be opened unto us.
Amen.
So, Lord, we lift up our faith tonight, Lord, knowing the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
When the deep calleth unto the deep, there must be a deep to answer. So, Lord, we know tonight, Lord, oh, the deep in us, Lord, there will be an answer to them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, oh, bless us tonight, Lord. Even we commit as many that weren't able to come, oh, for good reasons, Lord, wherever they are, Lord. Oh, let this portion of the blessing that we will receive tonight, O God, oh, be abundantly also for them, O Lord. And so once again, Lord, we say thank you as we sit at your feet, O God. We pray for the quickening power now.
Amen.
We pray that, Lord Jesus, the anointing will come, O Lord. Oh, and anoint our lips. And Father, once again, we say thank you for this grace you have given to us to be in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Tonight, our topic, oh, praise the Lord, said faith, the purchasing power. Oh, yes, sir. Faith, come on, the purchasing power. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. You know, whenever you want to go to the supermarket, sometimes you write down all the things that you are going to buy, isn't it? And then as you are going, you have every confidence that all the things that you have written down, you are going to bring them home. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because of what? Because you have the purchasing power in your pocket.
Amen.
In your purse. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So you know very well that the things that you have written, you have the purchasing power. So as you go to the supermarket, you begin to just pick the things just like that. Into what? What do you call it? Huh? Trolley. You put them into your trolley. Sometimes some people go for the deep one. See, they have the shallow one, they have the deep one. You see some go for the deep one and it is filled up. Oh, my. Praise God. He has or she had what? The purchasing power.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When she gets to walk to the till, he just put the money down. Everything is for him. Praise God. But the thing is, when we are coming to the house of God,
Amen.
Oh, do we list the things that we want to receive from God?
Amen.
Amen. Do we even think about those things? Brethren, my sister, my brother,
Amen.
When you are coming to the house of God, don't just come and sit down. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just don't come and just come and sit down.
No.
And then expect to hear what probably will be preached. No, sir. Oh, hallelujah. Get yourself prepared. What I'm going to receive today. I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. And then you put your purchasing power. Amen. You come along with your purchasing power. Faith. Yes, sir. Then you come, you claim all that what you have already written down. You have already thought about that today when I go to church, I will come back with this.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When I go to church, I have to return with this, that I have to receive from the Lord. So you put your purchasing power right upon here. Amen. Brethren, let us not come to church and just come and sit down and wait for the preacher to come and preach whatever the Lord will lay upon his head.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But what? Plans. Sit down and say, tonight when I go, yes, sir, this is what I want from the Lord. How many thought about that tonight? God bless you. Amen. I know, because you have your sister's request here, so it might be on your heart that tonight when I go, I have to pray for my sister. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus, what did you thought about? Nothing. Oh, my. Coming to church. Plan that this is what I'm coming to receive from God. Amen. Then you take your purchasing power, faith, and come in here. And before you go, oh, you have your trolley all filled up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we read about what? Faith as a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Now he said it was by this the elders obtained what? Good report.
Amen.
Brethren, that same faith is here. It has not gone anywhere. And so we must also have good report.
Amen.
Through this faith, they returned, brought good reports.
Amen.
Amen. And that faith has gone nowhere. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So we must also gather our faith and return with what? Good reports. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We know, as you have already heard, this Hebrews 11, we all know. Abel, it was what? Through this faith, he was able to what? Give a more excellent sacrifice unto God. By this faith. Amen. They were the first people to what? To offer a sacrifice unto God.
Amen.
But through faith, he was able to know that it has to be the blood.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And we know of Enoch. Oh, yes, sir. See, through it, by this same faith, he was translated that he didn't see what? Death. And one thing is that he said he had a testimony, praise God. Before his translation, he had a testimony that he pleased God. See, without faith, we can never please him. Because he pleased God, he didn't see what? Death. He was translated. Praise the Lord. Faith raptured. And we heard about Noah also. That by this same faith, something that has not yet been seen. When God said it will come, by faith he believed and did what? He prepared himself for the saving of himself and his house. By this same faith. Praise God. And we know of what? Our father Abraham already. Oh, see? For him. His faith is that. He will never look at the circumstances. He won't look at the circumstances. How bad it is. No, sir. As long as God has promised, I will bless you, that's finished. Amen. He wouldn't look at the circumstances. By that, he brought what? He returned good reports. Oh, someone that was what, 100 years old, the wife 90 years old, and yet they believed God. Faith brought what? A child, a promised child to them. Amen. And we know of Moses. By the same faith, he refused to be called the son of what? Pharaoh's daughter. See? Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. See? He esteemed rather the reproach of Christ more what? More precious than all that what Egypt could give unto him. Faith! They return what? Good reports. Ah, look at Joshua. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Joshua, by faith, the report that he returned that today we are reading. Oh, yes, sir. Could stop what? The sun.
Amen.
Sun, stay at Gibeon. You moon, stay in the valleys of Ajalon until I finish with my enemies. Amen. And God has to what? To respond to him. Amen. Brethren, that same faith we have to what? Take that same faith and bring what? Good reports in our lives. Let those fruits be seen. Because by those fruits we what? We glorify God. Oh, Brother Maxwell, but you've been calling all these people from the Old Testament. Let's look at what? Something from the New Testament. Well, we are talking about purchasing power this evening. Let's turn to Acts 3, 1 to 8, and let's look at something there. Praise the Lord. It said, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb. Lame from his mother's womb. He had never walked before.
Yes.
And was carried, you see, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. That's every day, that's what they do. Every day they will carry him to and put him in front of what? By that gate. And he will be what? Asking for alms. You see. And then he said, verse 3. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Amen. Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee.
Amen.
Such as I have, give I thee. What is it? The purchasing power. Faith in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Sorry.
That in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Amen. So look, silver and gold, I have none. But as much as I have, give I thee faith in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. That was the purchasing power that he was holding. Amen. And he took him by the word, by the right hand, and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle and bones received strength. Amen. Someone who had never walked before. And you could see how rejoicing the man was. He didn't know whether to run or walk, or so he leaps. Oh my. First time standing on his 2 feet. Said he was what? Leaping up, stood up and walked and entered into what? Into the temple, walking and leaping and what? Praising God. What has taken place? Tonight, my brother, let us look at this faith in Christ Jesus that can do all things. Amen. Let's look at this faith in Christ Jesus, the purchasing power. Praise the Lord. That can do all things. Not some things, but that can do all things. But such as I have, give I thee. Amen. Now, let us pick another story from Matthew 19, 20 to 29. And let's look at how they received this purchasing power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want to follow what the scripture says. And we shall see two things working here. He said, the young man saith unto him, we know him already, the rich young ruler, all these things have I kept from my youth. What lack I yet? That's the rich young ruler. And Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, listen closely, if thou wilt be perfect, if you want to be perfect, praise God, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Amen.
Amen.
If you want to be perfect, go and sell all that you have. Praise the Lord. And give it to the poor. And come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful. For he had great possessions.
Amen.
He had great possessions. And this young rich ruler, because he's called rich young ruler, definitely his possessions were what? Material things. Praise the Lord. He had really good material things. But my brother, you may say that I don't have anything. But one thing is that you may be very also rich in the flesh.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
You could be very rich in the flesh. So don't say that you don't have money. So definitely, for you, blessed are the poor. Amen. Praise the Lord. You could be what? Very rich in the flesh. When it comes to lying, oh, you lie very quick. And then you clean your mouth. When it comes to gossiping, you gossip just quick. You clean your mouth. Very rich in it. So all these things, you could be what? Rich in the flesh. It could be what? Lust. Very lustful. Very, very rich in it. So it's not a question of only possessions. This is what? Spiritual one that is in the body. Even that is what? The most what?
Yes.
Dangerous of all. Hallelujah. Because that what? That kills the soul. So this young rich young ruler He said, he left very sorrowful. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man, say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. Holy, serious. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for such a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When Jesus said this, verse 25, then his disciples heard it, said they were exceedingly what? Amazed. And they were saying, who then can be saved? Who then can be saved? But now listen to verse 26 closely. That's where I want to bring something out. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
With men, it is what? Impossible. But with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Peter and John, they weren't in the flesh. It wasn't the power of a man. But it was what? The power of God in them.
Amen.
The purchasing power. So with God, all things are possible. Faith in Christ, Jesus, all things are what? Possible. And then answered Peter and said unto him, take notice here again. Said, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? Amen.
Hallelujah.
The rich young ruler, go and forsake all.
Yes.
He was sorrowful.
Amen.
But here is another group who said, they have forsaken all.
Yes.
Amen. So to receive from him,
amen,
you go to forsake all. Not some of them.
Amen.
Amen. You go to forsake all.
Amen.
Everything of what? Of the flesh. You go to forsake all. To receive this purchasing power. Or to forsake all.
Amen.
So they ask, we have what? We have done it. We have forsaken all. You see the way how they were called. Look at Peter and his brother. They were with their father fishing. When Jesus passed by, maybe they have heard about him. They have listened to him. They have known something about him.
Hallelujah.
But when he was passing that day, he said, follow me. They left all. Amen. Fishing, everything, left their father and followed him. They forsook all. Verse 20, and so Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you,
amen,
that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man, shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. He said, everyone that hath forsaken houses, brethren, sisters, father, mother, wife, children,
amen,
or land, for my name's sake,
hallelujah,
shall receive an hundredfold,
amen,
and shall inherit what? Everlasting life.
Amen.
And so it all depends on what? Forsaking all, and then Christ comes and gives you the purchasing power.
Amen.
The purchasing power of faith. Faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now let me read something from the prophet here. Now my brother, now listen. This same faith, we can exercise it also. How many believe that? Because he changeth not.
Yes.
This purchasing power is right here tonight. To take it and claim all that we, to buy or to claim, to purchase all that we are needing tonight. Now the prophet says something here. He said, let's say, from the message book, Faith, preached in Harrisonburg in 1958. Page 14. He said, now watch. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, if I was starving to death, and you came to my rescue, and I said, if I had one loaf of bread, it would spare my life. Oh, I'm dying. You come to my rescue. Then I tell you, oh, brother or sister, if you can just give me what? One loaf of bread, it will be okay for me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir. Amen. It will save my life. The prophet went on, and you will say, Brother Branham, I will fix that for you. And then you will give me 25 cents. You give me 25 cents. Well, 25 cents is what? Is the purchasing power of the bread. Amen. That 25 cents is what? Is the purchasing power of the bread. Now yet, I do not have the loaf of bread.
No.
But I have the purchasing power.
Amen.
Of the loaf of bread.
Yes.
You are getting the point?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm dying of hunger. And then you come to my rescue. I say, brother, you know what the whole thing I need is what? A loaf.
Amen.
Of bread who just to keep me okay. Say, all right, I'll fix that. But I don't have the loaf of bread here. But take this 25 cents. That can buy what? The loaf of bread. Take this 25 cents. So that 25 cents becomes what? The purchasing power. Amen. Now the prophet said, now you people here that is real sick. Whatever you need tonight. You're not talking about sickness. But we are talking about any need tonight. Praise the Lord. So you people here with all your needs tonight.
Amen.
I want you to listen closely. Now the 25 cent is your faith. Praise God.
Amen.
The 25 cent is what? Is your faith.
Amen.
So begin to what? Begin to believe that you have what? 25 cents now. Believe now that you have 25 cents. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That means you have faith tonight.
Amen.
Believe that you have 25 cents. So your faith is the purchasing power of your healing. So your faith tonight is the purchasing power of all what you are needing tonight. Your 25 cents. Believe it that you have the 25 cents. And that 25 cents is what? Is your faith. And that faith is your purchasing power. It's what you are going to purchase all what you need tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, if I had the 25 cents, I could not eat the 25 cents.
No.
The 25 cents is not the bread.
No.
But it is the power that will purchase the bread.
Amen.
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 Now, if you give me 25 cents, maybe the grocery store, you see, many a time when we pray and we don't get the answer immediately, then doubt starts coming in. Praise the Lord. Doubt starts to come in. My brother, my sister, you are still holding what? The 25 cents.
Amen.
So why should you doubt?
Yes.
You are holding the faith.
Yes.
Why should you doubt?
Yes.
And so here he's saying, so maybe the grocery store, was some what? 5 miles away. Praise the Lord. I can rejoice just as much with the 25 cent in my hand as I could with what? The load of bread in my hand. Because I have in my possession the purchasing power of the bread. Amen. The grocery may be what? Some 5 miles away. Hallelujah. So I had to start going with my 25 cents to go and purchase what? That loaf of bread. That will make me what? That will make me bring life to me again. Yes, sir. Let us go on. Amen. He said, and now listen, friend, when you receive faith, if you really believe it, you are just as good as healed right then. Amen. Though you might not be able to move. Amen. You are sick or you need something. You pray over them, but you have not received it. He said, believe as long as you are holding the 25 cent. As long as you are still holding that faith. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Don't doubt. The 25 cent is in your hands. No one have taken it. That's the faith. And so when you ask, well, it's not forthcoming, it's because you had to do maybe 5 kilometers to the grocery. You have not yet reached there. You are still holding your 25 cent. You are still holding the faith. Praise God. You are on your way to the grocery. The 25 cent is in your hands. So why should you doubt? When you get to the grocery, you surely won't get the bread. So when you are asking something, you are seeking something from God, and it doesn't come immediately, it's because the grocery shop may be somewhat some kilometers away, and you are on your way going to purchase it, but you, meanwhile, you still have what? The purchasing power in your hand. Yes, sir. Then now, it is not something that you just imagine. Don't try to imagine it. You believe it, that you have the purchasing power. You have the faith. He said, it's not something that you work yourself up to it. No, sir. It's something that you possess. You have it. Amen. Because the 25 cent in your hands is as good as what the bread is in your hands. Because you will surely buy it. You believe it because you have the purchasing power. Oh, my. Oh, if only you can just believe the way how. Understand it the way how I understand it. Amen. Amen. Faith, still holding on to it.
Yes.
He said, I will show you my 25 cent. That's my purchasing power of the bread. And when you got that faith, you prove it all the way. Amen. All the way you believe it. Hallelujah. All the way. He said, now I might have to go a long way before I get the bread. But I can rejoice all the way. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. A long way to get the bread, but I'll be rejoicing all the way. Oh, hallelujah. Because I have the purchasing power. It's long, far away. But I have the purchasing power. So I'll be rejoicing whilst I'm going. Whilst I'm still what? Praying and with my faith, still holding on to what I'm requesting from the Lord. He said, I may be getting hungrier. Oh, yes, sir. See? Already you were hungry. And you had to do what? Another 5 kilometers. To go and purchase the bread, the grocery. So whilst you are going, you may be what? Feeling more hungrier, getting more tired. Oh, but because you are still holding that 25 cent. more than the bread, you receive it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir. Said, are we getting hungrier and weaker all the time, but yet rejoicing all the time because Hallelujah. I've got the purchasing power Amen. Of the bread
Amen.
In my possession?
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. So when you ask something and you don't receive immediately, my brother, you still have your 25 cents in your pocket.
Amen.
Keep on going.
Hallelujah.
Keep on going. You'll get to the grocery and put your 25 down and get your bread. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, sir. Hold steadfastly onto your faith. That's your purchasing power. You pray once, it doesn't come. It's because you are what? You have to walk to that place to purchase it. It's far away. And you get to that place and buy what you want. Oh, yes, sir. He said, I may be hungrier and getting weaker all the time, but yet rejoicing all the time because I've got the purchasing power of the bread in my possession. It's just as good as having what, the bread. Amen. See? I might have to go several miles before I could get the loaf of bread.
Hallelujah.
I might have to go through what? Braille patch.
Yes.
See? I might have to go over the mountains. You see it? Are you getting it spiritually? Amen. I may have to go through what? Waters. I may have to go through the rain. I may have to go through what? Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, obstacles will come, but your faith.
Hallelujah.
Because the grocery is over there. And you are going there. You know you have the purchasing power. And you go through what? A lot of what? Difficulties.
Amen.
Amen. But because you have what, the purchasing power, praise the Lord. Your faith, you are still holding on to it. You are still holding on to it. Rains will come down and beat upon it. The flood will come. Oh, yes, sir. The winds will blow. But with what? Your faith is standing right upon the rock. It can never shake.
Amen.
Amen. Your purchasing power, your 25 cent. From today, don't forget, my 25 cent is in my pocket. Oh, hallelujah. My faith, I carry it everywhere. I don't care whatever I go through again. Let it rain. I will get to the grocery.
Amen.
Amen. Let it what? Let it, they put what? Hindrances here and there. I will get to the grocery because my 25 cent is with me. My faith is there. It will never waver.
Amen.
Amen. Just like our father Abraham. Oh, 25 years. Still what? Going through. Because he was holding on to the purchasing power.
Amen.
Amen. 25 years. Going through it. He's still holding on to what? The purchasing power. Faith. Still holding on. Oh, hallelujah. Brethren, tonight, this is what? To give us the push, the encouragement, the support that God tells you when you ask, never doubt.
Yes.
If you don't receive, just hold on to your faith.
Amen.
Still hold on to it. Amen. Don't waver. Don't stagger.
Yes.
Don't doubt.
Amen.
Hold on to your what? Purchasing power.
Amen.
Hold on to your 25 cent.
Amen.
You get to the grocery. No matter how, you buy your bread. Amen. But all the time, I'm rejoicing. Because I've got the purchasing power of the loaf of bread. Faith is just what? The purchasing power. So you say, oh, I believe the word. That's fine. But it's through faith that purchasing purchases the Holy Spirit. See, amen. Just intellectual faith won't work. You are not, you see. So, brethren, my sister, tonight, all what the Holy Spirit trying to tell all of us tonight. I know how many put their request before the Lord.
Amen.
And they've not received us yet, and it looks as if your faith is what? Waning off. Oh, where is your 25 cent? Have you thrown it away? Will you throw the 25 cent away? If you won't throw it away, then why do you throw away your faith? Praise God. Just keep on. Just keep on. Tonight, that is what the Lord wants to tell us. Praise God. That when we ask something and we have not received the answer, don't throw that your purchasing power away. Amen. Just keep holding on to it. The grocery, you get there. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, you know, when the woman with that blood issue, when she was coming to meet Jesus Christ, she had her purchasing power. Praise God. Her purchasing power was what? If I hold the hem of his dress, I will be healed. Amen. That purchasing power, she moved forward. There was no promise for her. She moved forward with that purchasing power. She purchased her healing. Amen. Faith. There's no way written that you hold the helm of what? Jesus Christ, and you'll be healed. But she took that purchasing power and purchased her healing. Amen. Till Jesus said, somebody has stolen something from me. Oh, yes, sir. Someone has stolen something from me. Virtue has gone out of me. She bought the whole thing out from him. Yes, sir. Just like that woman from Canaan also. When she started from home, all hindrances here and there. Look, you are what? You are a Samaritan. He is a Jew. You will never receive healing for your daughter. She never allowed. Said, the prophet said, faith has no hindrance. Amen. Amen. Faith has no hindrance. She went along, and there were hindrances here, hindrances there, but she was going with their purchasing power that I will never come back home with my daughter still sick.
Amen.
My daughter will receive her healing. And with that purchasing power, with that faith, she came back with her daughter healed. Amen. Know all those hindrances and obstacles, that faith has no hindrance. So, brethren, tonight, what's on your heart tonight? Amen. What? First, make sure you have your 25 cents.
Hallelujah.
Everybody has his 25 or her 25 cent.
I have
it. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I hold my own up.
Amen.
My own here is in my hands here. 25
Amen.
Cent is in my hands here. And so now we are going to what? We are going to buy our bread.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're going to buy our bread tonight. With our 25 cent. Yes, sir. Your faith tonight. Buy your bread tonight.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir. That's why I was saying that when you are coming to church, oh, yes, sir, you are going to the supermarket, you sit down, even you ask your husband, Sister Bibi will ask the bread, what should we add? Write this, write that, write this, write that. Oh, as she's writing, brother knows that the purchasing power is there. Oh, hallelujah. You plan all this when you are going to supermarket. And then you go and purchase. Then when it comes to the house of God, you just come and sit down to hear what the preacher will preach.
No.
From today, when you are coming to church, stay home. Plan what you want to receive from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Sit down, talk with him. This is what I want. Today when I go to church, this is what I want to receive from the Lord. And then you take your purchasing power, you come and purchase it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
So tonight, You didn't write it down. But now write it straight away. Everybody write your the things that you want to order.
I have mine.
You want to?
Amen.
You want to buy tonight from the Lord's house. You want to purchase from the Lord's house. And then your 25 cent is already in your hand. Amen. Your 25 cent is already in your hand.
Hallelujah.
Musician, please come up. Hallelujah. There is power in the blood. I know. There is power in the blood. I know.
Hallelujah.
There is power. There is power. There is power in the blood. I know. But let's sing the other one. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power. Oh, power. Oh, you will have victory win. There's wonderful power. Hallelujah. There is power. Oh, wonder working power. In the blood. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power. Precious blood of the Lamb. Okay, let's wait. Let's give it to the solidarity leaders now. Praise God.
There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you be given a victory? Oh, there is
wonderful power in the. Hallelujah. Power.
Power.
Wonder working power.
In the blood.
In the blood.
Oh, blood.
Oh, there is
power.
Precious blood of the Lamb.
Oh, would you be free from your passion
and pride?
There's power in the blood.
Oh, power in the blood.
Come for the cleansing to Calvary time.
There's wonderful power. Hallelujah.
There is power.
Oh, wonder working power.
In the blood.
In the blood. Oh, the Lamb, there is power. Oh, wonder working power.
In
the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow?
There's power in the blood.
Oh,
power in the blood.
Oh, since things are lost in the life-giving flow,
there's wonderful power
in the.
Hallelujah.
There's power.
Power.
Oh,
wonder-working power.
In the blood.
In the blood. Oh, the Lamb. There is power.
Power.
Wonder-working power
in that day,
precious blood of the Lamb.
Oh, would you deserve it for
your Jesus, your King,
for your King?
There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Oh, would you daily His praises to sing?
There's wonderful power
in the.
Hallelujah,
there's
power, wonder-working power.
In the blood,
of the Lamb, there is
power,
wonder-working power. In the precious blood,
oh, there's power,
there is power, oh, power. Wonder-working power
in the blood.
In the blood of the Lamb, there is power wonder to power in the precious. There is power. Oh, there is power wonder working power
in the blood
of the Lamb. There is power. Let's give us another one.
Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Not by might,
not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Whatever mountain,
whatever be,
your 25 cents,
you will remove it.
But by my spirit,
25 cents will remove it.
Not by mind.
Yes, Lord.
Not by power.
Jesus.
Spirit,
say it, the Lord.
Not by mind,
not by my power,
by your spirit,
say it, the Lord.
What this mountain,
I am under that rock, not that higher than high. To abide me, I am under that rock.
Oh, go tell my enemies,
I am under that rock. To abide me, I am under that rock.
I am under that rock,
not that higher than high.
Oh,
to abide me. I am under the rock.
Oh, God, tell my enemies.
I am under the rock.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah,
I am
under that rock. Rock that's higher than high.
Jehovah,
I am under that rock.
Oh, God, tell my enemies.
I am under the rock.
Behind me, I am
in that rock.
Oh, in that rock, I will hide.
Oh, yes, sir.
In that shadow,
I will hide.
Oh, when the storms of life come sweeping over me,
in that rock,
I will hide.
I will hide
in that rock.
I will hide,
oh, in that shadow,
I will abide.
When the storms of life come sweeping over me,
in that rock, sing it once again.
He's everything. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything.
He's everything to me.
He's everything.
He's everything. Everything.
Everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother.
He's everything.
He's everything in the world to me.
Oh, he's everything.
Oh, he's yes, everything to me.
We have come tonight, Lord. We have our he's 25 cents to me. Our 25 cents in our hands.
My mother.
In our hearts.
Sister and my brother.
Our 25 cents.
Lord.
We come believing.
My.
We come believing.
My. Jesus is mine. My.
Oh,
Jesus is mine.
Jesus is my Savior.
Day by day.
My.
Jesus.
Oh,
my.
Jesus is mine.
My.
Jesus is mine.
Jesus is my Savior.
Day by day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We are rejoicing because we have our 25 cents to purchase the bread tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. 25 cents is in your hands now. Tonight, the Lord has opened the grocery. Come and buy your bread. Praise the Lord. By faith, take your 25 cents as we go to his presence now. Lord, I come with my faith. And I know that, Lord, you are still the high priest. Praise the Lord. Seated on the right hand side of God. Oh, interceding for us. And every confession that we give, Lord, we are giving this confession by faith. That we believe the Lord Jesus with our 25 cents. With our faith tonight. We know the Lord, the purchasing power is in our hands. The purchasing power to purchase our need tonight. Will you go down on your knees and just ask the Lord now? Just tell the Lord, whatever position you want to stand, you want to be, just put your purchasing power now and receive from him what you are looking for. Never stagger. Keep all doubts away and believe tonight that you have the purchasing power. The purchasing power is in your hands tonight. Oh, I have my own. I have my own. I have my own. Believing the Lord Jesus.
For your goodness, your kindness, oh God. Father, what a word ministered tonight. Oh God, Father, you who are on the throne. Father, you have a table spread. Father, where the saints of God are fed. And tonight, we believe this, Lord, issue of faith. Father, Lord, has lifted and settled amidst our hearts. For this is what, Lord, Savior, we require tonight. Lord, Savior, cousin is not well. Father, we commit them unto thee, Lord. You know, I have a brother that's not well as well. Father, Lord, God, we commit them all before thee, Lord. Remembering them that, Lord, oh, Father, I've not come. You know, Father, the various needs. Father, whether it be transport, maybe, Lord, Savior, distance. But, Lord, we pray that you, Lord, Savior, oh, God, supply the needs for them to be in thine house in the next service, Lord. We commit all things unto thee, Lord. And be with us, bless us now.
With a prayer request here of our sister Prisca, we look into the world, we know that there's someone who went away from the truth, we went away from the light, went away from where he should have stayed, where shelter was. We remember the prodigal son.
Amen.
When he went away. But one thing that brought him back was when he realized, that he has sinned, he has made a mistake, then he asked for forgiveness. And here we see our sister Prisca. Now he went the wrong road, but now she has realized that she had really took the broad way, and now coming back to take that narrow way. We know that the Lord is always, his arms are always opened.
Amen.
And that he will receive. As long as we realize our mistakes and we repent and return to him, his hands are always open to receive us. So Lord, we want to commit our sister Prisca, Lord, into your hands. That Father, forgive her, Lord Jesus. She has repented of her ways, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, once again, receive her, Lord. Restore her, oh, to the place where she belonged to God. Father, even what she has lost, we commit it into your hands,
Amen.
Lord. That Father, you are the one that provides and can give abundantly and exceedingly than what we can expect. So, Lord Jesus, we know that many things are done for a good purpose. So, Lord Jesus, even what she has lost, Lord, we say, Lord, thank you. And Father, we know that you will replenish once again.
Yes, sir.
Because that's the commission you have given to
Amen.
Us. So, Lord, we believe, committing her into your hands, that Father, forgive her and receive her once again,
yes,
Father,
Lord.
And strengthen her in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, as even some many of our brethren has prayed for, our brothers that are not here, Lord, Father, what we have received tonight,
Amen.
Father, let it be their portion also. You know how to visit each and every one, Lord, in the needs of, in their needs to God. Father, meet each and every one according to your riches in glory.
Hallelujah.
And Lord Jesus, tonight we are carrying our purchasing power.
Hallelujah.
The enemy can never take it away from us. And from today, Lord, with this purchasing power, Lord,
Amen.
We will move forward rejoicing, no matter how weak our body is, no matter, Lord, the things that will come our way. One thing, Lord, we know is that the purchasing
Amen.
Power is in our heart, Lord. And Father, we know that we will receive God. We will buy our bread.
Hallelujah.
And you are the bread of life from
Amen.
Heaven. So, Lord Jesus, we purchase that bread of life. Father, tonight, bless your church, even as we remember our pastor also, Lord, and the family, Lord Jesus. Father, we keep them, Lord, and we pray the Lord Jesus, even if Friday you will tarry, as he will be coming down, Lord, we pray that once again your anointing will be upon us, Lord.
Amen.
Because, Father, we believe that this is the place where you have placed your name in this age that we are living in. And where always you meet your worshippers, O God, and bring the rejoicing upon their heart, Lord. Father, we thank you for tonight, what we have uttered, and we believe every request tonight, O God, has already been purchased. And it is ours, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done for us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to you, bless you, brethren. How many believe that all that you have purchased tonight is yours?
Amen.
Sorry. We have them. Not that we are going to have them. Believe that you have them. Amen. That you have received it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to you. Bless you.
Do you know grace? Amazing grace, have you heard how sweet the sound? There are many dangers, toils and snares we've already come. Look where you came from and where you are, and I'll ask you, do you know peace? I was down as low as one could go. I had no strength of my own. Everything I worked for all of my life, everything I loved was gone. The lowest valley of my life, I was flat on my face. Then the great hand of Jesus reached down and picked me up. Oh yes, I know grace. Do you know grace? When it comes time for him to take his bride to that evergreen shore, when he chooses you and I to live in that land forevermore, when we've been there 10,000 years, and you see me in that place, or you could ask me this question, yeah, and I'll say yes, I remember grace. What do you know, grace? Do you know grace? Look where you came from.